This is a Tadad podcast.
Welcome to the Tadad podcast. We welcome all our listeners. My name is Valeria de Souza Santana from the Fiscal Affairs Department of the International Monetary Fund. In our previous session, we spoke with Mr. Luis Dias del Encarneto, Special Secretary from the State Secretariat of Finance of Alagoas, Cefaz Alagoas, in Brazil. Mr. Luis explained to us how Alagoas used the TADA training to support the development of innovative practices and drive improvements in Cefaz. Our first episode was recorded before the COVID-19 crisis. Considering that this crisis has had a great impact on public administrations around the world, we decided to invite Mr. Luis again to discuss the challenge that Cefaz Alagoas has been facing during this crisis. Luis, thank you for once again accepting our invitation. Previously, we discussed the initiatives to improve the tax administration that are being implemented by the state of Alagoas. However, right after this discussion, the coronavirus crisis hit all of us. Can you tell us how Cefaz Alagoas has been facing the COVID-19 crisis? For example, how has the crisis affected the Secretariat's revenue mobilization efforts?
Hello, Valeria. It is a pleasure to be back. Really, I think this pandemic has taken the world by surprise. It was no different for the Alagoas Secretariat of Finance. It has greatly impacted our activities and affected our tax offices, where we have had to adapt our serving and isolate our most vulnerable employees in the higher risk group. We also had to adapt our services to be able to work virtually. This was a process that was at the initiation phase at Cefaz Alagoas. But in view of this pandemic, we are having to accelerate this process, and everyone is having to adapt to this new environment rapidly. In other words, we didn't have the time to rehearse and prepare for this new environment. And that, logically, has affected not only our services to the public and taxpayers, but also revenue collection. The lockdown across Brazil and the government restrictions that ensued have caused an economic slowdown. In turn, this has led to a decrease in revenue from our main tax, the ICMS, Tax on Operations Relating to the Circulation of Goods and Provision of Services, which is the equivalent of our VAT.
How prepared was Cefaz Alagoas to continue its business? Was this reflected in the performance results area 2 of the TADAT framework?
Actually, as much as we already had some risks mapped out, we were not prepared for an event of this magnitude where you have almost a total lockdown. We were suddenly unable to access our facilities, and that is a situation that we've been trying to adapt to. So it has been a lot of impact on our operations. As mentioned previously, this affected our services and litigation of tax cases as well, which are key elements of tax administration. We were also not ready for virtual sessions. We are now adapting so that virtual sessions can take place with taxpayers without any restrictions to their right of defense. So that's how it is. It's a situation that we're living through one day at a time. Answering your question, we weren't prepared, but given the current situation, we've managed to keep our activities going. In the area of expenditure, the state has been able to keep its obligations up to date with the payment of suppliers, payment of employee salaries. Our revenue collection is more heavily affected by the reduction of economic activity. We are managing to take some specific actions to reduce defaults by taxpayers because an environment has been created where many business owners have, to some extent, reached the conclusion that they should no longer pay taxes. This complicates the situation because the state, even more so at this moment, needs to continue maintaining its services, especially when it comes to health and safety. So there's no way for the state to give up on its tax collection. We have taken some measures to provide economic aid to businesses, especially small ones. We postponed the payment by taxpayers of the simple national tax, Simples Nacional, which are taxes paid by micro-enterprises, small businesses, and individual micro-entrepreneurs. They have all had their payments deferred. We have suspended procedural deadlines, and we waive the delivery of additional or ancillary obligations. And with that, we have managed to ease the burden to some extent. We received claims from various economic sectors, which we certainly understand are being affected. But the capacity of the Brazilian states to react without the support of the federal government is very low because the states historically lack resources. We were already experiencing financial difficulties, including payroll delays. There's no way the state can face this crisis alone.
Luis, thank you. You have just shared some of the actions you have taken through the crisis of the challenge of COVID-19. Feel free to add if there are any other actions. However, we would particularly like to know if you have adopted actions to balance the security of officials, taxpayers, and others who are part of Cefaz Alagoas.
The measures we took for the safety of our employees and taxpayers pertain to digitalization. We now accept more work delivered online. For documents that were previously delivered in person, we are now able to send scanned documents. Also, we have been cleaning our offices diligently. Hand sanitizer and soap are available, and we stress the importance of hygiene among our employees. We also implemented actions for regular services. We have a protocol of working shorter time, but with scheduled service. It would be much easier if the Treasury Department were more digital, with its services already available on the internet. Some services already are, but other services still require human intervention. And that is the big challenge at this moment. I think that all our current difficulties will leave a future legacy, and our work will evolve to provide more virtual services and work with digital tools. We have a project already in full swing. Within the next 60 days, our chatbots solution should be operational, which will help organize taxpayers' demands. This multi-channel service will be well organized. It can be initiated with an email, then continue in a chat, then end up into a face-to-face service. And we are accelerating the development of this project. What was initially perceived as a tool for the future is being anticipated now. So to the extent that we can, we are continuing to hold web-based conferences. We're having many virtual meetings with the Cefaz team, asking that our employees be available during business hours when we need them to perform assigned activities. So, despite the magnitude of the challenge, at the Alagoas Secretary of Finance, we have been moving continuously and keeping our business going. Despite not operating at full capacity, we have been able to serve the population and the taxpayers, while at the same time protecting the health of our employees.
Luis, you spoke briefly about the taxpayers' reaction, but how are the employees reacting now, especially at this moment that everything is more digitalized and more virtual?
We had some difficulties, especially with our older staff. It's a generation that wasn't born using digital services and had to adapt. Some managed to adapt better, others not so much. But little by little, we are trying to improve on digitalization because that is the future, given that a lot of things won't go back to the way they were before, even after the pandemic. Today, many institutions are following this path. They will be more digital and virtualized agencies. And for the Treasury Secretariat, it is no different. So, little by little, for the most part, we can keep up by teleworking, but challenges remain. Above all, it's the public that we would say should be isolated first. That is the public at risk that is older than 60. Those people often have more difficulties. And then we're preparing some training for the Cefaz team to adapt.
Luis, considering all the projects that you have been working on lately, how are you prioritizing them? For example, which projects are carrying and which will be postponed?
We had to make adjustments, although we've been trying to keep the majority of our projects. We had to, for example, prioritize the virtualized service. But look, in the middle of this whole pandemic, Cefaz has launched its laboratory for fiscal innovation. This is perhaps the first initiative in Brazil within the scope of public finance to have a laboratory of fiscal innovation. This laboratory aims to accelerate our projects using a set of methodologies such as design thinking and agile development methods. An environment totally conducive to innovation has been set up to integrate functions from end to end. You see, even with all these difficulties, we have been trying to innovate and build alternatives because we understand that the system cannot stop. So we must keep it going and think long term. And to the extent that we could, we've been moving forward with our projects. Over the next 5 years, we will need to go through great changes in our tax administration. We are working on financing programs to make large investment in technology and process redesign within Cefaz, and this hasn't stopped. We keep improving, moving ahead and innovating as much as possible.
In other words, CFS is adapting and continuing with its projects, especially the technological ones, which is very good. So, considering everything you are experiencing now, would you have any advice that you'd give to your tax administration colleagues around the world and the public in general?
I would say that the moment is difficult, but that everyone should continue thinking in the long run and continue organizing themselves, seeking modernization and adapting to the situation that we are living in.
It is important to work more virtually and have digital procedures using, for example, self-service products for taxpayers. This was already part of our roadmap before, but we are now having to accelerate this digital transformation in the face of the pandemic. And ultimately, revenue collection has an essential role in providing the state with the necessary resources. So we can't let our guard down in this period. I think it's a moment that our efficiency is going to be tested because it's hard to think of tax collection in a period of total economic slowdown. But I think we can be creative. We can keep looking for signs to reduce tax evasion rates and to fight deliberate default. We know that taxpayers are having serious difficulties honoring their commitments, but we also realize that there's another group of taxpayers that is using the pandemic as an opportunity to gain a competitive advantage and generate working capital out of resources from the state. So I would say to my colleagues not to be discouraged and keep looking forward to the moment that this will all pass. We have to get something good out of this situation, and maybe it's really speeding up the process of virtualizing public finance.
Thank you very much, Luis, for providing your reflections on this period when we are living with COVID-19. We hope you stay safe and healthy. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you, Valeria. It was a great pleasure talking to you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the TEDAT podcast. We hope to see you in our next episode. Stay tuned.
The TEDAT podcast is available free of charge. The views expressed in the TEDAT podcast are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent those of the International Monetary Fund or the IMF policy. Materials from the podcast may be reproduced with proper attribution. Comments and correspondence may be emailed to podcast@tedat.org. TEDAT is a collaborative undertaking of the following partners: the European Union, France, Germany, the International Monetary Fund, Japan, the Netherlands, Norway, Switzerland, the United Kingdom, and the World Bank.